Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us for another week. We've got a lot going on today. We've got stories from around the Midwest. We're going to talk a little bit about pheasant, what it's looking like for 2025. We're going to talk about also CWD confirmed in a county in Michigan for the first time in that particular county. I tell you what, lots of stories coming up, and I'm hoping to get to a story I've held on for a week or two, coping with lure addiction. It's a fun story, and I think we all, if you're a fisherman, you've lived there before, so hang tight. That and more coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Hey, Ava, what's going on?
You know, just enjoying the beautiful weather. What a great way to wrap up the month. I have no complaints.
Primarily in an absolute wind by the hour, directional characteristics
I don't really need all that.
Yeah, well, it's for deer hunting?
Yes. So that's this extremely is not crucial. On your list of things to talk about, but...
We're free-flowing here.
We are getting closer to... hunting season, right? Full blown.
Everything.
My husband was looking at, you know, like DeerCast and all those other different apps.
Yeah.
To kind of like gear you and like trying to find one that's not so expensive because the subscription is for a year and you use it for 2 months.
Well, They have to sell value. Come on.
Well, it can be anywhere from $30 a year to get the maximum package for $120. You're gonna pay $120.
They call it premium, you know.
Yeah, premium.
It's a premium package because you need to feel good about your purchase.
$120 to use this app for 2 months.
If you get a record buck, is it worth it?
I don't know, but my dad and Dustin were looking at their phones and seeing which one was better.
And so what was the reason that they're looking for the app? I know we've covered apps, so many apps on
because
the show.
Because there's subscriptions coming up.
Right. No, what I'm saying is, what are they looking for? Oh, what is their prime reason for using it? People want to know.
Okay,
inquiring minds want to know.
They use it for wind and mooning. Okay.
Excuse me?
I do believe they call it mooning, the moon phase. Like, where deer are moving.
I wanted you to clarify.
Okay. I getcha. Mooning.
Yep.
We're talking about mooning on the radio.
Talking about, yes.
Moon phase.
Right.
Yeah, so
which
that
is a big thing in fishing as well.
Yeah. And
they call it the solar
temperature.
Tables.
But then they, like, you know, it tells you if it's a good day or a bad day. And
so, in other words, it's setting you up for success or failure.
Yeah.
Before you get in the woods.
Yeah,
four pieces
of information that you're going to use for 2 months.
Or if you go out today, you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah. It's a poor day. It's a great day.
It's a day to have a poor.
Maybe.
So they're not looking for the app to ride them with contour of ground or other.
I don't think so. And it's not even linked to like your webcams or anything. Like your webcam or your, trail cams.
Sailflow is the app you need to use. It's hourly. And not only is it hourly. It's hidden behind the phone. There you go. And not only is it hourly, it's directional velocity, gust, precipitation, humidity. Yeah.
What is it called?
Sailflow.
How much is it a year?
Here's the catch. It's free.
What?
Oh, there's a big circle on that one.
Does it tell you the moon phase and if it's a good or a bad day for deer moving?
I haven't looked at that part, but I think it does. I think it gives moon phase. For $120 for moon phase, you can find it other places.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's my take on it.
I think they did to get what you want. It's like $60 a year.
Well, when we go to break, I'll look it up and tell you.
We need the moon phase, and we need if it's a good or a bad day. That's what we need.
Well, and you could just have a friend tell you, just, hey, am I going to have a good day? You're going to have a great day today. That's all you need to have is a friend that's positive.
You'll have a better day if you actually sit than if you don't sit. Well, it's like people that go to the casino. You don't win unless you play.
Well, there is that. And, of course, there's the mooning thing, too. And that's always mooning. Brings an interesting aspect to it.
We need the mooning.
The sonar tables, which is
for free. We're mooning for free.
Well, and it does happen where you're looking at the feeding characteristics on fish. It happens. There's a major and a minor feeding.
Yeah.
So, speaking of minor or major feeding, we're not going to dinner. We're just going to take a break. We will be back. And we've got lots to chat about. Hang tight. We'll be right back.